With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Ellie Dev. Basalt Town Council extended its public health order requiring face coverings for an additional 90 days at its meeting Tuesday. The order requires face coverings for those over 2 years old when entering a business or where social distancing cannot be maintained, even outside. And businesses can deny service to those not wearing a face covering. Council also amended the public health order to require all employees in Basalt businesses to wear face masks, even if they don't come in contact with the public. The town council will revisit the public health order at the end of October. Face coverings will be mandatory beginning today in the downtown area of Glenwood Springs through at least August 20th. The designated area includes portions north of the Grand Avenue Bridge, as well as the majority of the downtown area on the south side of the bridge. Face coverings must be worn inside and outside while in the area. Masks are available to downtown visitors at the Glenwood Springs Visitor Center. Face coverings can be bandanas, scarves, or other clothing that does not have visible holes. Aspen School District expects to begin the school year with some students in the classroom while others working from home. As the Aspen Times reports, preschool through sixth grade students will start in-person learning on August 26th, and students in seventh grade and up will be online for at least the first month of school. In the draft plan, district officials say even if some students are home, teachers will report to school each day and teach virtually from their classrooms. Some Aspen Education Association members say they are uncomfortable with that decision. Superintendent David Ball will discuss the hybrid draft plan further at a virtual town hall today and again during Monday's Board of Education meeting. Despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary, wearing a mask is still controversial within some conservative Western communities. That's prompted one doctor to write an op-ed telling libertarian-minded folks to cowboy up and mask up. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
Mark Mental is president of the Montana Medical Association. He says he was inspired to write his opinion piece in local newspapers after reading about the Cowboy Code of Ethics.
Basically, it was the idea that we're all in this together. And when you were out in the frontier and the pioneer, as a pioneer or a cowboy, you always did whatever you needed to do to make sure you helped one another, to make sure it was all about survival.
Mental says those are wise words of advice for fighting the pandemic. And while he understands that individual liberties are important, he says sometimes you need to stop complaining and ride for the brand. And in this case, he says, the brand is the human race. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.